Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Moscow, to Felix Leit of the CBS News, reporting on what we understand so far of the Belarus affair, the forced or obliged or deceived bringing down of Ryanair aircraft over Belarus with an escort from a warplane, we're told, and the detention of a young man, Roman Protasevich, now in custody in Minsk. This has turned in overnight to much excitement and threats in the EU. I welcome Felix to comment on two headlines from London. One, don't fly over Belarus after, quote, hijacking, UK airliners told. Dominic Raab, the foreign secretary, ordered British Airlines last night not to fly over Belarus as he condemned Minsk's, quote, outlandish operation to arrest a dissident by forcing a Ryan airplane to land on the pretext of a bomb threat, etc. We also have this from the London Telegraph. EU cuts air links with Belarus over forced plane landing as Roman Protasevich appears, in quotes, under duress. Felix, a very good day to you in Moscow. Again, I'm most interested to know how this matter is being reported in Moscow and how Moscow has responded so far to these allegations by Dominic Raab that it could not have been ignorant of this conduct. Good day to you.
Good day. Pleasure to be here. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Russian side have been fairly sort of cautious about tying themselves to Lukashenko. You know, even when sort of Dominic Raab came out and said that, they've largely sort of stayed above the fray. I really get the sense that they don't want, this isn't a battle they want to fight. This isn't a sort of a hill they want to die on. You know, this issue of the plane in Belarus, then, you know, they are sympathetic perhaps in broad terms to Lukashenko, to his sort of fight against the opposition. It's a similar one that they see at home in Russia with the sort of fight against Navalny, but they don't want to expend political capital on this one, especially not now with this potential summit with Joe Biden looming in the middle of June. I don't think the Russians are keen at all for this to spoil that affair.
I go to, in the body of the reporting from London, European leaders meeting in Brussels hit back by agreeing to ban Belarusian airlines from the bloc's airspace and urged EU-based carriers not to fly over its airspace, while U.S. President Joe Biden overnight sharply condemned Belarus. And then this, the bloc, the European bloc, also said it would, quote, adopt targeted economic sanctions against Belarusian authorities to add to the 88 regime figures and 7 companies already on a blacklist. Is this not a drag on the Russian Federation economy, Felix? Is this not, even if Russia doesn't want to get involved, it's involved with these sanctions on Belarus?
I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, you know, Russia has its own sort of sanctions regime that it's under, from the West, from the EU, from the US. That being said, though, Belarus has a sort of a role to play in this. But funnily enough, Belarus's role has traditionally been as a sort of a sanctions buster. So you often get sort of European goods re-imported through Belarus, relabeled as Belarusian and sold on to Russia, you know, as a way to sort of get around restrictions. There's also a problem that perhaps Russia will have to sort of cough up more money, you know, to more subsidies for a Belarusian ally that is really looking at a serious economic hit here. You know, this really represents the complete collapse of sort of relations between Belarus and the EU. They've never been perhaps like the best of friends, but they've always been relatively friendly. So I think there's going to be a real sort of a real gap to be made up in Belarus's finances. And it's possible that Russia will be asked, at least by Belarus, to do that. Does Russia have the resources to do that? It's not quite clear. But, you know, this is potentially a really huge blow to Belarus. There's an extraordinary picture that's sort of going around in Russia, which is of a sort of a map of flights, and you just see the whole of Belarus, this quite large space of Eastern Europe, just absolutely empty because no European flights are going through there anymore, and it's almost like the country is just cut off to the outside world apart from Russia. So it's a really extraordinary position for the country to be in, and quite an uncomfortable one, I think.
We spoke yesterday of the diaspora, the Belarusian mm-hmm. diaspora,
yep.
and the reason Protasevich was in Athens was to attend a press event by the party who is generally understood to have won the Belarus election. And yet there was developed from Athens this presentation that the Protasevich deduction puts all of the diaspora at risk, that everyone now has to watch their back because of the presumption that Belarus and its allies are stalking them. Is there any merit to that, to your understanding, Felix, or is this just an immediate reaction to an extraordinary event?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's definitely merit to that. I think Belarusian exiles in Europe will be feeling very alarmed by this. You know, the woman who actually is said to have won that presidential election, who almost certainly did win it, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, she actually flew that same route as Protasevich a week before. So it is entirely possible, you know, they could conceivably have done the same thing to her, and it would be probably quite a different kettle of fish. It would be even more of an international scandal. But yeah, it's very alarming, and I think the EU has to sort of come up with a plan of its own to protect the Belarusian dissidents, the Belarusian oppositioners who have been given asylum in the bloc recently. There's an awful lot of them living in Poland, in Lithuania, in all parts of Eastern Europe. So I think that question of their safety will become quite an urgent concern of the, you know, the law enforcement, of the security services in these countries, certainly.
I'm looking for a picture of how the Moscow audience is watching this. Is this being observed as a food fight between the EU and Belarus? Is this being viewed as none of our affair? Is this being viewed in light of the still unknown relations between the United States, NATO, and Russia with the new president? How are they presenting this to the Moscow audience?
Well, so I think that generally it depends where you look. On some of the big sort of influential pro-Kremlin TV channels, you see a lot of sort of praise for Lukashenko for what he's done. That's the president of Belarus, I should say, for this abduction. But the mood on the street is a little bit different, I would say. I think people are much more willing, shall we say, to sort of put some clear water between themselves and Belarus. You know, Russians would say, okay, Belarus is Belarus, Russia is Russia, we are not them. And I think that Lukashenko has for many, many years in Russia been seen as a bit of a mad dog. You know, he is actually, there's a sort of a famous line comparing him to a sort of a Slavic Gaddafi. You know, he's known as a sort of an eccentric, as an erratic and impulsive kind of a guy. And I think that means people don't necessarily want to be associated with all this. And, you know, the mood in Moscow is really looking towards this Biden summit, which I think there's a lot riding on for them.
A little bit of history, just a moment. The anticipation of a meeting in 1960 between Nikita Khrushchev and Dwight David Eisenhower was shot down by the U-2 incident that happened just weeks before. And all these decades later, that's still seemed to be a lost opportunity. I understand the scale is quite profound, but it's striking these parallels. Out of nowhere, before a meeting between Putin and Biden, Lukashenko steps in and brings down an aircraft.
It is striking. It's an interesting comparison. I I'm skeptical that it will be allowed to derail the summit. I mean, what we've been seeing, you know, throughout this whole affair as it's unfolding is sort of Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, meeting with his Russian counterpart in Geneva a couple of days ago. The time and date and place, indeed, of the summit was confirmed last night. So I think there's a determination on the side of both the Russians and the Americans, who, you know, you do have to remember, are not the primary protagonists in this. This is on paper, you know, a dispute between the EU and between Belarus. And of course, Russia and the US are involved, but they're sort of secondary sort of backup players here. So I think they're keen, it seems, not to allow this to jeopardize the summit, which I think both sides are very keen happens and happens productively.
Felix Leit, he is in Moscow for CBS News. What we know so far is that Protasevich is in custody in Minsk. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.